to the Lawn Hustle Podcast. If you're in the green industry and you're ready to take your lawn care business to the next level, you're in the right place. I am Andy Wilson, your host, with 16 years of experience in the field. Each week we dive into strategies, stories, and secrets that can help you build a legit and thriving lawn care business. Whether you're just starting out or you're ready to scale, this is your space to learn, to grow, and to hustle smarter. Now, let's get to work. In tonight's episode, we have a special guest, David Bratton, with Mallard Island Lawn Service. We met at Equip Expo at the morning show, and I received a little token gift from David. It's a Little Rock, Arkansas police commemorative badge, and I appreciate that so much. We both are prior law enforcement. And that's not the topic of our podcast tonight. Maybe another podcast sometime in the future we can talk about that. But David and I are both now in the green industry. David, welcome to the Lawn Hustle.
And I appreciate it, Andy. Thank you very much.
I appreciate you being here tonight. Let me ask you, in your location, during the winter months, does your work slow down a whole lot?
Well, you know, this is our first year in business. We hadn't even been open for a year yet. We started Mallard Island in March of 2024. So yes, being our first year, it did slow down quite a bit. We converted over in the fall. We went to doing a lot of leaf cleanups, which here in Arkansas, in the area that I live in, which is Cabot, Arkansas, 30 miles north of Little Rock, about 25, 30 miles north of Little Rock. It's a lot of oak trees. And so we have pretty good sized leaves, and people that, you know, have the wooded lots, you know, they have an absorbent amount of leaves.
Those oak leaves are not easy to clean up.
Yeah, not if they're wet, they're not.
It's hard to get them.
When they have moisture, it is tough to get them when they, you know, now there's equipment out there that'll get them, but we don't have, you know, the, like the billy goat debris loaders and stuff. We wasn't ready for that yet. So we don't have the billy goat. But we do have grasshopper equipment, and we have a 725D with the loader on it, and you know, the power vac, and that does a real good job.
I also use grasshopper. I have the 729 front mount with the 61-inch powerful deck. I have the 300V, and then I also have the new stander. Grasshopper.
Oh, nice.
And
yes,
I was just talking with the Grasshopper company last night and expressing my complete and total support for Grasshopper and their product. In my opinion, you can't find a better mower. I've been using Grasshopper for probably the last 12 years. I've been using Grasshopper. But yes, let me ask you this. What decisions are you making now in the slow time to help your business grow when the busy season gets here?
Well, I'm part of Naylor's Inner Circle, and he got me connected with Tom O'Brien down in Florida at Oxford Lawn. And Tom's been coaching me a little bit on top dressing. And so I think we're going to start, you know, And it won't be long now. We're probably within the next 30 days, we're going to be out and start dethatching, aerating, and top dressing lawns.
Nice.
You know, compost, spreading it out.
Well, I believe that the more services you can offer your clients, the greater chance of you increasing your top dollar revenue. And when you are mindful of your expenses and know your numbers, it will help you to not only increase your top dollar, but it will help you increase your bottom dollar. And with Joey today, I said, you know, the bottom line is we want to increase our bottom line. So,
yes, yeah, 100%.
Do you have any plans? I believe I heard on another podcast that you were on, you had like 25 recurring customers your first year. Is that right?
That's what we did. And, you know, I'm going to be 100% honest with you. We started out with 25 and we probably turned down another 25 just because I didn't want to overload us. It's just my wife and I were, I say we're solo, but there's two of us. So we're double. but yeah, it's just the two of us. And yeah, we cut it off at 25. We only worked Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And, you know, because we didn't want to overload ourselves. And plus, we're both retired. We both have pensions coming in. And our first year, we didn't want to just take on a lot of business and just work ourselves to death because we both just retired.
Right. Know? Well, that's wise. Because what some lawn care companies do, they try to get too big too quick. And they right. just have problem after problem after problem. Because when they're just starting, maybe they didn't have the revenue to purchase new equipment. They bought used equipment. And with used equipment comes breakdowns. And they have problem after problem after problem, which eventually, if they don't learn to rectify those problems, it can hurt their business or even put them out of businesses. A lot of businesses fail within the first couple of years. So
you are
doing it right. You are being wise by cutting it off at 25. And then once you get your feet under you, then you can grow more. And then go to the next level and to the next level. I started off with just a couple of customers. And now we're serving 140 recurring customers every week.
Wow, that's incredible. How many people do you have? How many employees?
It's me, one full-time, and I got two part-time guys. The part-timers are in law enforcement. So when they're not working their law enforcement job, they work for me. So,
yeah. Oh, that's great. Yes.
Let me ask you, what are your plans for the number of clients that you would eventually like to get to?
Oh, wow. That's a good question, Andy. You know, it all depends. We're going to start I'm call it top dressing division and lawn rehab and rejuvenation. And I don't know the number on the amount of clients I want because, you know, I don't know yet. Okay. I just got to wait and see how that takes off.
Yeah.
But I know the 25 that we had last year, they all want, you know, they're ready to go.
Yeah.
The same people want us. And, you know, so we can easily take on more clients, but it's going to have to be a point where I hire some people to help too.
Right.
But we're going to wait to see how this top dressing takes off.
Well, when you show up and you show out and you do it, the right. job that you're supposed to, those 25 clients, they'll start telling everybody they know about Mallard Island.
And that 100%. My wife and I, where we live, we are right outside. We're about a mile from a golf course community. It's a big country club. It's got three golf courses in this country club. But anyway, real nice houses. and we take care of some of our clients are there, and they're of course telling their friends, and that's how we've kind of got a waiting list, because you know, obviously word has spread throughout that community, and those other residents in that community are calling wanting us to handle their lawns, and we just have to tell them, you know, right now we're full. You know, when we get some more openings, we'll contact you.
Yeah.
But,
well, I have one of those waiting lists. I've got like 25 on the list now that are waiting to get on our schedule. And, right. What marketing methods have worked best for you? Is it word of mouth? Is it, building a brand with truck lettering, uniforms? What are you using now to advertise your business?
Well, it's, you know, my truck, if you go to my Instagram or my business Instagram or my business Facebook page, Mallard Island LLC on Facebook, there's photos of, you know, my truck. My truck's logoed up. You can't miss it. I mean, it's got the big Mallard pushing a lawnmower on the side. And we went with a deep maroon truck. And then it's got the John Deere green and yellow lettering that, you know, really stands out against that. So everything pops. And we keep it washed and shined up. I mean, if we go out and get it dirty, I'm cleaning it that night. It's always shined up and looking good. And we always wear uniforms. You know, when we're not mowing grass, I'm always wearing a polo with a logo on it like I got on right now. And then when we are mowing grass, we have the long sleeve with a UV shirts, you know, that block 50 SPS. And we're wearing those, and those are logoed up on the back and on the front. So we don't go on a job that, you know, we're not wearing our logos. Matter of fact, everywhere we go, we got our logo on.
Well, your
and
truck,
we've gotten a lot of calls just from that. Yeah.
Your truck, your shirts, our mobile billboards, their advertisements.
Right.
I was standing in the post office mailing off a package, and a little old lady tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Would you mow my yard?" And I said, "Well, maybe." So I went and gave her an estimate, and she agreed to the price. And she come out, and she said, "My yard's never looked like this." So she started talking. I ended up getting the lady two doors up from her. I got the neighbor right across the street from her. So that one stop, I ended up getting three properties. So
that's awesome.
That cut down on my expenses for that stop. So my revenue was greater.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's awesome. Sure, route density, of course.
Oh, yeah. And then in Muncie, I mow 23 of them in Muncie, Indiana, every Friday. And I've got, on one street, I've got seven properties. So we pull up about halfway between the properties and park and unload and mow all seven within an hour and 15 minutes. So you're talking.
Wow. Yeah, that's a nice pull right there.
In an hour and 15 minutes, you're bringing in between $400 and $500 in an hour and 15 minutes time. So that sure helps the bottom dollar.
You ain't a kidding. Yeah, anytime you can park in one spot and knock out, you know, four or five in one stop, you're doing good.
And out of the 23, the rest of them, besides the seven on that one street, the rest of them are within a mile to a mile and a half of each other. So we don't have much windshield time at all.
Right. Man, that's nice.
I said last night on my Instagram live show, you know, we're not truckers. We don't get paid to look out the windshield.
Right.
We get paid to cut grass.
Exactly. Now, I went to a big networking event last night. I joined my local chamber of commerce, and we've got over 600 businesses that are members of the chamber of commerce.
Nice.
I went to a big deal last night, a banquet, and, you know, that was pretty good. you know, just getting out there in front of all the business owners and, you know, people that own businesses, joined the chamber, went to the event, shook hands with a lot of people, handed out a lot of cards, and got a lot of cards back in return.
So was last year your first year to go to Equip Expo?
It was, yes.
What was your takeaway?
Well, you know, I went kind of a different way. We went to the Equip, and before the Equip, a couple days before, we went to the LCR Summit. Mm-hmm. And the LCR Summit, man, that was well worth it. Met a lot of people there, learned a lot. I mean, I probably wouldn't be where I'm at today if I had not attended the LCR Summit before Equip. Now, once we got to Equip, you know, that was overwhelming, the size of that place. Holy smokes.
Yeah.
And then, you know, got to go out and test the equipment. And like we were speaking earlier, I'm a grasshopper guy, and I'll be darned, you know, Grasshopper is doing some giveaways where they gave you a little ticket and you put the ticket in the fishbowl, and then later they draw it out. I want a pair of shoes. Got some Cujos.
Nice.
Right. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Well, you are
but the Equip was really overwhelming.
You're in Naylor's Inner Circle, is that right?
That is correct, yes.
Naylor is absolutely on fire. He is putting out content, and he does so much for our industry. I had him on my show, and I constantly look for his material because I can learn so much from him. So I know you are as well. So what's it been like to be a part of his inner circle?
I tell you, it is, I am learning so much so fast. We have a weekly Zoom meeting. Every week we all meet on Zoom, the whole inner circle. And, you know, it's a different topic every week, but let's see, 2 weeks ago, I guess. Anyway, we were at Sync Live. The whole inner circle went to Sync Live, or most of us did. And, you know, we learned about podcasting there. So, excuse me, got back from Sync Live. I've since purchased my podcast equipment, which I'm talking to you on it now. And, yeah, I'm going to be starting my own podcast here pretty soon.
Awesome.
And it's all just from being in that inner circle and Naylor teaching us the proper route to go.
Yeah.
You know, and introducing us to Mr. Producer and, you know, people that can help us along the way.
Isn't Mr. Producer just a great guy?
Oh, my goodness. I love that guy. Yeah, he and I are going to be doing business together for sure. Yeah, he's a wonderful man.
I interviewed Brian Fullerton with Brian's Lawn Maintenance, and somehow his volume level was low. So I contacted Mr. Producer and said, is there anything I can do so I can save this podcast recording? He said, send it to me. I'll see what I can do. So I sent it over to him. And he went in and done his magic and turned the volume level up, sent it back to me, and I uploaded the podcast and got a lot of great response from it. So Mr. Producer is a great guy.
He really is. Yes, I visited with him. Well, I was down there for 2 days, and I had to leave a day early, but hung out with him. The whole inner circle did, not just me. But, yeah, I got to hang out with Mr. Producer for a day, and it was really a good time. He's cool to hang out with.
Well, let me ask you this. Who is your biggest influence in the industry?
Hey, hang on, give me 1 second. I have a little technical difficulty here with my camera gimbal thing. All right. That's still good?
Yeah.
You look good. I had to adjust it because my gimbal had a dead battery and it was starting to turn. But sorry about that, guys. But anyway, my biggest influence, man, there's several of them. The guys that have taught me the most, I would say, of course, coming out of the chute would be a Naylor now because the inner circle and what he's teaching me. But before Naylor, how I even come across Naylor was because of Paul Jameson. and listened to Paul Jameson's podcast. And, you know, because when we first started a year ago, we would go out and really, to be honest, Andy, we knew how to turn on a mower and drive over the top of grass, cut grass, and do a good job at it. But, you know, we didn't really know the business side, especially. We just knew how to, you know, cut grass, weed eat, all that kind of stuff. So I, you know, started listening to podcasts because that's what you do when you mow. It's what I do when I mow anyway.
Yes, sir. Me too.
And, and I came across, you know, Paul Jameson, and Paul's really what got me started in it and going from there. So Paul, and I know Paul personally now, and I love that guy. And, yeah, so started out as Paul, and now I'd say Paul and Naylor are my biggest influences.
Well, both of them have been on this show. And the first thing I do when I pull up to the first job is I put my AirPods in and I turn on the Green Industry podcast. I told Paul, you're number
one. Exactly. And it's perfect time because, you know, his episodes are around 30 minutes, maybe a hair over 30 minutes sometimes, but perfect listening because, you know, you stay engaged in it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I have learned so much. I've read his books. I watch his content. I listen to his podcast daily, and I have learned so much. You know, I thought I knew a lot about the industry until I started listening to these guys and following these guys. And I realized I didn't know as much as I thought I knew. So I have learned so much. And
And I really like listening to Brian Fullerton, too. You mentioned him earlier. Yes. And I just briefly met him at Equip. I got to shake his hand for a brief minute. And, you know, he's really busy at Equip. And he and I visited for maybe 30, 45 seconds at the most. But, yeah, I like hearing his content, too. He's quite entertaining, and I like hearing his story.
Yes. He is definitely one of the top influencers in our industry. And that's another podcast I love to listen to. I like to listen to Jeremiah Jennings podcast, the Growing Green podcast. I listen to Mike Andy's podcast. I had Mike Andy's.
Yeah. Right.
I had him on my show. So, you know, these people are just great quality people in our industry.
Yes.
You know, people used to think, well, you mow grass, so you must have not been able to find a job doing anything else. But if they really knew the quality of people in our industry and the level of expertise in our industry, it's different. We're not just Chucks in the truck or Dan in the van. You know, we're legitimate, and our industry is legitimate. So I appreciate appreciate you being on my show.
Man, I appreciate it. But I would like to give out one more mention of somebody I really like listening to. And I mean, the guys we've talked about so far, you know, but this guy reminds me of me. And that's Cornell Mack. Have you ever listened to On the Attack with Mack?
Oh, yes. He's another one. He's been on my show.
He reminds me of myself. His stories, I relate to his stories the most. You know? And I've told him that several times, you know, through messages and stuff. Yeah. But, yeah, when he tells a story, it reminds me of what I go through, you know.
He's just full of energy.
Yes. I love Cornell Mack. Absolutely.
I've been listening to their Instagram live show, him and Cedric. I've been listening to that show for over a year now. So it's good stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you.
It's real entertaining. I love those guys.
If there is one piece of advice that you could give someone just starting out, to help them succeed quicker, what would it be?
I would say if, and It's no secret. And if you can start out, save up that first year, save you up a little nest egg, budget yourself some money to go to Equip, go to, I would say, a coaching conference style like the LCR Summit. Because when you go to the LCR Summit like I did, I'm going to just, you know, it's what happened to me. And I got to meet all the, I'm going to say influencers, because there's several of them there. I mean, pretty much all the big names. Stanley Dirt Monkey was there. Eric Triplett was there, the Pond Digger. Pajak was there. Prophets with Pajak. He taught you about your numbers. If you can go to something like the LCR Summit, which would be top of my list, you will skyrocket your business. You will skyrocket your knowledge. You'll network with the biggest names that in the industry, and they will teach you, but you have to go to learn it. You'll pick up just a little bit nuggets here on YouTube and on, you know, podcast, but to get it, you need to be there in person. You need to see these people. They're all extremely friendly, and that's how I'm skyrocketing my business, and how I'm opening a whole new division of my company up this year. And there's no way I could have done that without going and gaining the knowledge of, the LCR Summit.
Right. Let's take a break and listen to a word from my sponsor.
Spring is right around the corner. Are you ready to grow your lawn and landscaping business this year? If you want to stand out from the competition and attract quality leads, a professional website is the way to go. That's where Green Frog Web Design comes in. They'll create a beautiful, user-friendly website that showcases your services, highlights your best work, and helps customers find you fast. Your new website will make a lasting impression and bring in the clients that you want to attract. And here's the best part. Right now, you can get started for just $1 for the first month. It's an offer so good, even our competition started using it. This spring, grow your business. Head over to greenfrogwebdesign.com today, or just click the link in the bio and let them build the perfect website for your landscaping or lawn care company.
And we're back with Mallard Highland Lawn Service, David Bratton. David, what has been a pain point for you since you've started your business?
Oh, wow. Good question. It's probably not going to be the answer most people would give. To me, the pain point has been not having the knowledge to know when we come across certain situations. And it's just my wife and I, we're both in our, of course, she's in her 20s, not really, but we're both in our 50s. I didn't want, she might be in the next room listening. But anyway, we're both in our mid 50s. And, I guess the only pain point is not having anyone hired, a helper. You know, we're going to have to do that this year. We're going to have to expand. We're going to have to bring somebody on board that, that wants to work.
Right.
Because when it's just two folks like us, retired, older, we could probably use a young set of hands, somebody ready to work.
Yeah. And where do you see your business in 5 years?
Oh, wow. Good question. In 5 years, I would say I could see us being all in on the top dressing and, hitting these golf course, because this is a big golf course community around here, and hitting, just hopefully following the lead of Tom O'Brien, Oxford Lawn, and just be all in on top dressing.
That sounds good. Well, it sounds like you have a plan. It sounds like you have a goal, something that you're striving for. And I want to just encourage you, you can do it. I know sometimes my first couple of years, I felt like giving up. And I didn't have all of this when I started. You know, I didn't have Instagram and TikTok and all that, Facebook, and I didn't listen to all these podcasts. So I didn't have anyone to encourage me. So I want to be an encouragement to you. I've got 16 years of experience in this game, and I've learned a long time ago that we're not playing against anybody. We're playing with everybody.
Right. No, I agree.
And
my only competition is me.
Right.
You know, I'm the only competition I have. And, you know, I just have to be better every day. Every day when I was in the military, we had a first sergeant tell us this, and it stuck with me my entire life because, you know, I started in the military when I was 17 years old. But every day, learn something new.
Right.
And every day, be a better man every day than you was the day before.
Yes, sir.
You know, and I've done that strive to do that anyway.
That is great advice. You know, you and I both have a background where we've seen a lot of things.
And, that's for sure.
Those careers that you and I were involved in, I don't know about you, but there's still situations that haunt me. And it's just good to be in an industry now where everyone's got your back. Everyone's cheering for you and pulling for you.
Right.
And that's one thing I love about the green industry. And I love going to equip and conferences and educational conferences, because everyone is pulling for you. Everyone wants you to be successful.
And, right.
That's what I want for you. I want you to be successful. I want you to be happy and healthy. And I really appreciate you coming on my show tonight. Tell our listeners where they can connect with you.
Well, you know, I'm on all the social medias. I put more time and stuff in on Instagram. So you can find me on Instagram at Mallard_Island_LLC. That's our Instagram. Or Facebook is Mallard Island. I think it's Mallard Island Lawn Service on Facebook. And our website is miprolawn.com. miprolawn.com.
Well, I encourage all of our listeners to follow them on Instagram. And when he gets his podcast up and live, subscribe to his podcast. I'm sure he's going to have some guests and going to talk about
it'll be all guests.
Interesting topics. And people that you can learn from will be a guest on this podcast, I'm sure.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we'll be kicking that off probably within the next month, because we just got the equipment, just learning how to use it.
Well, is there anything else that we're missing that you would like to share with our listeners?
No, Andy, I appreciate you having me on the show. Thanks a lot. And, you know, this has been a fun experience.
Yes, sir. Well, we're brothers from another.
Absolutely. So. Yeah, we need to do a show about a couple old cops hanging out and get a whole different realm on that one.
That's right. Well, thank you for being on the Lawn Hustle. And to our listeners, I hope today's episode gave you the tools and the inspiration that you need to grow your lawn care business and reach your goals. Don't forget to subscribe. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, leave us a 5-star rating and a kindly worded review. If you listen on Spotify, leave us an episode comment. It really does help push our show to more listeners. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of the Lawn Hustle. And as always, keep hustling, keep growing, and keep turning your passion into profits. Until next time, take care and keep the grass greener on your side. Again, David, I appreciate you being on the show.
I appreciate you, Andy, and we'll see you down the road, buddy. Thank you.
All right. Have a good one.